Speaking to State Representative Juan Garcia from District 32 down in Corpus Christi, you kind of were a race that was very high profile in 2006, but was considered an upset because it was a very Republican district. Tell me, you know, what do you attribute the way you won, and what are you doing this year to get reelected?
Let me say this, Charles. It's great to be the Democrat for a Democrat in a 65% Republican district. It's great to be in this building right now with family. One of the premises of our challenge last year was that that district, despite what the numbers showed, has got two Navy bases and a third one just outside the district that a lot of people live in. Our bet, our gamble, our premise was that those ties, those are the guys we went to the desert with, our families took care of each other, we served together, that those ties ran deeper than the party affiliation of the moment. And I think it bore itself out.
Now, the representative you ran against in 06, Gene Seaman, had a number of ethical problems. What kind, you know, without having that kind of environment to run in this year, what kind of campaign are you going to run?
Well, knowing that we would be, they tell me, one of or the biggest target in Texas. You know, we invested in, this past weekend we opened up our fourth district office. They tell me at House Admin no one else has more than two. Those offices, 5 days a week, all day, every day, do nothing but constituent outreach, constituent service. I know that's bearing fruit. The other piece is, you know, last time around, it's lonely knocking on doors when nobody knows who you are. And we were a complete blank slate, a complete unknown. And that's a different dynamic. At this time 2 years ago, we had a first-time candidate, first-time manager, first-time treasurer, no resources, up against a 10-year incumbent with a $250,000 head start. We had them right where we wanted them. This time around, we're so much savvier, and we've got resources. We'll be able to get a message out, and I like our position. Let me toss one more thing, if I could. Our previous opponent saddled himself with some issues, but our current opponent, in my district, the four coastal counties, there is no issue more incendiary than windstorm. Coastal Bend is paying the highest windstorm in Texas. Texas pays the highest in the country, twice the national average. Our opponent has spent the last 10 years as the point man to the tune of about $4 million representing the windstorm insurance industry. That's going to require some difficult jujitsu to explain in our district.
When you look back at your first session as a representative, what accomplishment would you say you're most proud of, and what do you think is the next thing you need to do as a representative?
Well, I think, let me say that it's definitely safer flying airplanes than serving in the Texas legislature. A friend of mine said this, that I would experience this, and they were right. The first day you get there, you say, I can't believe I'm here. The second day you go back and you say, I can't believe these other knuckleheads somehow got here. We campaigned on this idea of requiring recording and documenting of votes, and a measure that we co-wrote found its way onto the November ballot, the November constitutional referendum. It's enshrined in Texas law permanently now. It requires that every vote on final passage be recorded, documented, made available electronically online within 1 hour, and archived. 85% of Texas voters got behind that. That's going to allow us momentum to go back next session. And I think it's going to be very difficult to make an argument against requiring the recording and documenting of every vote on second reading, which is where arguably the most significant debate and amendment takes place. But my baby, my baby that we've spent the interim working on, what I want to be the recorded votes of next session, is bold, ambitious. It's not a one-session project. I think it's a two-session project. But in a nutshell, what it will do is make available for every 18-year-old in the state of Texas, every new high school graduate, regardless of their family's economic background, to trade 2 years of service, 2 years of service at a subsistence wage, room and board, for 4 years of tuition at any Texas college or university. Right now in my district, the average bachelor's degree student leaves with $35,000 in student debt. It prevents them from coming back home. They can't come to sit in Mathis and Taft Notre. They can't go into the classroom. They've got to go to the big city and take a position that allows them to command the kind of salary that'll keep up with that student debt. This service for tuition initiative changes it.
What do you think is going to be the top legislative priority for Democrats in 2009?
I think the continuing battle to insure children in Texas. the continuing battle to make college affordable for the middle class at a time that, if the most recent UT proposal is successful, we'll have seen a 93% tuition spike since deregulation in 2003. We know what happens. Those families that are truly struggling, we make available resources to them. The very affluent families are able to send their kids to school. It's the middle class is being cut out of their access to higher education. And on a personal level down in South Texas, comprehensive windstorm reform and the service for tuition initiative is what I'm focused on.
State Representative Juan Garcia, thank you so much for taking a minute to talk to me.
Great to put a face on you. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
All right, man.